In my last lecture, I made the significant statement that the subjective self was, I must be, the universal self, because God is infinite in nature. And being infinite, there can be no other creative power but He. The great importance of this does not dawn upon us all at once. Gradually unfolds as we become more aware. Perhaps it didn't dawn upon you the completeness and the importance of that statement, that the subjective self is the universal self, because God is infinite in nature. When we realize this, we will see later on tonight why this subjective self gives us what we think and desire. It gives us without reproach whatever we desire. Whatsoever ye ask, God shall be given unto you. But this also applies not only to the good things, but to things that are less good. According to the attitude of mind and what kind of mind we have, so we will find that the subjective self will express that outwardly again. A pig can live in a pigsty, but it doesn't know it's living in a pigsty, because it's habitual for a pig to live in a pigsty. And as many people's minds are just the same, they're not aware that their minds are like pigsties, not in so such time as they begin to analyze their thoughts and feelings. And then they find that their minds are fixed on. Unless you become aware then of your own thoughts, the things that are real and the things that are not real, you will never be able to get from the subjective self or the Father the things that you truly desire. The mind of man has been divided into various compartments. We have the conscious, the subconscious, superconscious, soul, spirit, etc., etc. If we are not careful, we get lost in terms and separations. The greatest of all mental science of all time consider the mind of man as a reflector of the mind of God, and through this realization, all things were possible. I and the Father are one. And what I want to do in this lecture is to correlate our present-day findings with the truth of the prophets, and to show that they knew much more than we do with our modern jingle. The mind of man has been divided into so many compartments. Each part is being given a certain look-over, and this is said to be certain things which applies to mankind. We know all these things, but unless we are able to see the whole, we will never be able to live in the whole. When you divide yourselves into many particular compartments, you're creating separation. If you can consider these words, I and the Father are one, not from the viewpoint of a platitude or a saying, but to deeply understand them, then your mind will change. The orbit of the mind will change. There will be a distinctive mental attitude towards life that will give you the things that you really desire. It says that no one knoweth the many things that the Father has in store for those. those who love him. But this knowledge will be of no value to us unless there is inspiration from within, revealing the great power of the truth that is so fervently sought by all, so much so that you would give all you have to possess it. It is here for you as the free gift of God, for you to accept now and act upon it. And this is creative genius.